Melissa.
Austin.
Okay.
That's my name. Don't wear it out.
Oh, gosh. I want to wear it out. I want to wear it out so bad. There's not a name I want to wear out more.
Keep saying
it. What does that mean?
I don't know.
It makes you feel good.
Like, how can you wear out a name?
Did you know Melissa means honeybee? Sweet as a honeybee? That's what it means. Sweet as a honeybee. Just saying. I have a mug that says that.
Oh, then it must be true.
It's true.
I have a mug that says world's greatest dad.
I have a mug that says Tower of Terror. I thought we're just spitting fun facts about mugs. Yeah.
Great ride at Disney.
This is a mug shot.
Guys, I was thinking today, how weird would it be? And I guess we would never know if yourself from the future came back to the past, but did everything possible to avoid seeing you. Like, try to.
That sounds like that's been a movie.
Well, aren't the Isn't like, that like if Matrix you go from the future to the past, aren't you not allowed to run into your past self?
What? What?
Wait. Do you think that's what the Matrix is about?
No, wait.
What?
Yes. Wouldn't it be crazy if someone came from the future to come back and warn you, America? Mel goes, that sounds like a movie. What, the Matrix? That's like, you guys ever hear about the boat, the Titanic? That sounds like a movie. Pearl Harbor?
Shut up. Which movie was that?
Back to the Future.
No, there's another movie. There's
what
like
movie?
A Keanu Reeves movie. There's a Keanu Reeves movie about being...
There's no time travel in the Matrix.
Parenthood.
It's definitely not Parenthood.
Something's got to give.
No.
Speed.
Definitely not Speed. Sandra Bullock was not in it.
Oh, John Wick.
Hardball. Rest in peace, G, baby.
There's a
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Adventure.
Now it makes me want to go see that
movie. Actually, there was time travel.
There was
on that.
Time
Yeah, there was time travel on that.
See? There's a lot of time travel movies. What was it?
Point Break.
Ooh, good one.
That's jumping out of an airplane. That's not the same one.
That's what you took away from that movie?
That is what I took away from that movie.
You don't know. Maybe that airplane is a time machine.
Mel, you need to be a movie critic. Because I just want to see what you take away from every film.
Oh, my gosh. That's like my mom. My mom is, we'll tell a joke to my mom and she'll laugh. And then we'll ask her, why was that joke funny? And it's an entirely,
so mean.
It's an entirely different.
Don't be mean to your
it's
mom.
It's an entirely
She's
different
so
reason.
Sweet.
It is. It's become a joke in our family. Like, we'll ask her a joke and she'll be like, I told the GE light bulbs story here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I love the GE light bulb story. Love it.
Mm-hmm. So that is who my mom is to a T. I love her to death. But it is funny, and she admits it too. She's like, yeah, I find jokes to be funny for different reasons than they're actually supposed to be funny.
But I like that. That's her creativity side. You know,
yeah.
She can see things from a different perspective.
Sure, I guess.
I like it.
I'm
glad she does that.
Melissa goes and sees the Titanic. She was like, you know, that orchestra really, really stuck it out.
Yeah, right.
That's what I liked about that
I do
movie.
Like those three guys at the end. They're very brave.
So the reason I asked
very, very brave.
The reason I asked the question was because like I don't always think about it, but now I will always think about it. Now it's been brought into my head is like, what if I came back from the future, my older self, to change things about present day without getting caught. So that way I don't, you know, disrupt the space-time continuum.
It's impossible to do.
Okay. Just roll with me here. Okay. All right. Pretty sure the contents of this podcast are pretty much always impossible.
Wait. So can you not... You can't physically run into people, but like,
I don't think you can.
But like, what if I sent an anonymous email?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I think...
Like, that's a way around it, right? Because if I got an anonymous email now, I wouldn't read it thinking, like, oh, it's... Like, oh, that's going to happen. I'd think it's spam. But if I started, reading it and being like, that's weird, that did happen today, or some things are starting to add up.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's what it would have to be. It's like, you'd have to point out, like, hey, like, your boss is going to come in and talk to you about this. And then, like, when she does, it's like...
Right.
But then I would think you guys were playing a prank on me or something.
But then, whether it's true or not, in all the movies that talk about time travel, like, if you change your destiny, then that destiny changes somebody else's destiny. And then that one changes right. somebody else's destiny. And so then Butterfly you throw effect. The whole... Right. Yeah. You throw the whole world
well, and then you,
off.
If it's your future self, you yeah. threaten the chance of you getting back... to your regular time.
Yeah.
If you alter things in the future, because if you alter them
even
in
one
the
little
past,
thing, yeah.
Yeah, that alters your future and right. alters like who you could be. You know, like if I
with Rachel McAdams.
If I come back and like accidentally like I place like a pair of open scissors
has this whole
out.
Thing where they can go back in time.
I put a pair of open scissors out and like I pick them up and I accidentally cut myself.
Right.
I could have
and
a scar in the future. Like
changes history,
immediately.
So you have to pick a certain spot.
Are you talking about Time Traveler's Wife?
I'm talking
oh,
about.
Oh, I love that movie.
I'm talking about Time.
Oh, there's just.
The superior film.
Wait, is Rachel McAdams in Time Traveler's Wife?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
And in About Time?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Rachel McAdams.
I know. Given, I love her.
Maybe,
I love her.
Maybe that time machine of hers is just like, you need to be keep the yeah. time machine industry going.
Yeah.
If I was a guy, that would be the girl I'd go after.
Oh.
I mean, so. You don't have to be a guy.
Well, I'm not as interested also, as a female in that way.
That's what you're, that's what's holding you back?
Yeah, that's holding me back.
That's
that
the,
is holding
that's,
me back.
That's the, so wait, yep. Yep. are there any, and that's it? That's the only like celebrity girl that you would have a crush on if you were a guy?
I would say probably the other one. You know, there'd be a couple. I know, I don't know if you're going to agree with them, but I would say maybe Chris, what's her first name? That she's a model, Delvaline.
Cara Delevingne.
Oh, my God, I love her.
Her eyebrows are too thick for me.
I love her thick eyebrows. Yep. She's beautiful. Like, if, and she, I
mean,
believe
technically,
she is,
you don't need to be a guy to go after her.
I know. Technically, she likes girls. So, yeah. You know, that's, yeah.
There you go, Mel.
Okay.
Everything's
okay.
coming up, Mel.
Yeah, Mel. Never want to change teams.
Which
you know?
One of those two you
Mel,
think is
you could go back to the past and change your future if you wanted. How about that?
Maybe. I mean, you never know what's going to happen, right?
All
what do you think about those two women, though? Which one would you pick?
Rachel McAdams, 9 times out of 10.
Really?
I don't like Kara's eyebrows.
I agree with that.
I don't understand
really?
Why the eyebrows. It's the eyebrows and the high-waisted jeans. Why they ever came back in style.
I don't know. I do have high-waisted jeans, but I don't enjoy them. When I wear them, they're uncomfortable.
Women set trends without consulting with guys first.
True. And but you guys do the same thing.
Like
I don't
what?
Really like all the pants that are like super short, rolled up at the bottom.
Short shorts?
No, the pants where they roll them up at the bottom to show more ankle or whatever.
Oh, really?
Sometimes you can roll them up too high and yeah. it's like a bit much.
Okay. So you're not show less skin, guys, is what you're saying.
I don't love that particular look that much.
Yeah. All right.
Speaking of my third, I just want to throw this out. I'm backtracking a little bit. Amy Adams.
Amy Adams.
That's my third girl.
Really?
I still go Rachel McAdams.
Rachel, yeah, I'd still go Rachel McAdams too. Amy Adams, what a random one.
I love her. Absolutely
I
love
loved
her.
Her in Jurassic Park.
No, that different girl.
No,
she,
no.
That she what no, that's you know who's in Jurassic Park? You know who that is? That's
Bryce Dallas Howard.
Yeah. Ron Howard's daughter.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I'd learned that like a year ago.
Right.
I was blown away.
Didn't
oh,
know that.
Oh, no. Yeah, Amy Adams. I loved her in Molly's Game.
No. Again, different girl. That's Jessica Chastain, who we talked to on our show.
Damn, yeah, we did.
That was the best day of my life. Second best day.
Guys, I'm sorry.
Fourth the best day.
I was going to say, it keeps going down the list,
I know,
doesn't it?
It does. It's forced to.
I'm sorry. I think... Amy Adams' best role, besides Enchanted.
Oh, jeez, here we go.
Wedding Crashers.
That's Isla Fisher.
But everybody gets those two confused.
Not again.
Those
two.
Anyone with red hair. You know what I love?
I
lose them in the hair.
Look alike.
I'm gonna go to Ireland next week and just be like, guys, you'll never believe who I ran into a million times
every single day in Ireland. No, you know, I know Amy Adams was really good in Pepper Ann.
She was too cool for seventh grade.
Pepper Ann, she's too cool for seventh grade. Pepper Ann, she's like one in a million.
Pepper Ann.
ABC's One Saturday Morning. I don't think kids these days will ever understand the glories of watching Saturday morning cartoons.
Except that when they came back with that. Remember when they. Doug wasn't on Nickelodeon, but it went to One Saturday Morning.
I did not like the switch from Nickelodeon to ABC.
I didn't like that
they
either.
They changed Doug too much. Mayonnaise got a haircut.
Yeah, didn't like that.
Uh-oh.
That's why when women get haircuts now, I don't trust them.
Yeah, I don't trust women. I don't trust women who cut their hair short.
Hey, I'm sure.
The old Patty Mayonnaise effect.
What?
Yeah, you're our Patty Mayonnaise.
You're our Patty Mayonnaise. But ABCs, Nickelodeon. Yep. No.
Okay.
ABCs sucked.
Take that as a compliment.
ABC's Doug sucked.
Really?
Nickelodeon's Doug for life. Because it came on after Rugrats. Skeeter and the Honker Burger. Oh my gosh. I could talk Doug all day long. I could do a whole side podcast of Doug. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll start a podcast where I just rewatch episodes of Doug and give my breakdown of them.
I like that.
Would you listen?
I would. I wanted to do that. It was right when some of those reunion shows, the We're Gonna Watch and Review started to come out with Office Ladies kind of was.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to do it with Gossip Girl because I got really into Gossip Girl.
XOXO.
XOXO. And every week I was going to watch an episode and then based off that episode, I was just going to think of a new AIM screen name that I would have created based off that episode.
Oh, that's funny.
That was always my
That's funny. I like that. That's a good segment in
I
a
know.
Podcast like
I
that.
Would, but that's how you always kick it off.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
But then I think that people who were actually on the show Gossip Girl started it, and then
oh no way,
people want to actually listen to them talk about their experiences.
Lame.
Not me just being like, guys, I think Dan's getting a bad rap this episode.
That sucks to be you then.
Dude, they are doing a Good Burger, too. Did you see that? A sequel. That movie came out in, 1995, I think.
No, that was the original. Later than 95, because I remember going to see that.
98, maybe? It was in the 90s.
Closer.
Good Burger.
I would say 98.
Keenan and Kel.
Or should we say Kel and Keenan?
Yeah,
because they always be scheming on a plan or a plot to make it to the top.
Is that Coolio? Is that the intro to Keenan and Kel? Wow. Rest in peace, Coolio. Who's going to do the Good Burger soundtrack?
He didn't do the Good Burger soundtrack.
They have AI.
Did they need anybody?
He
did some songs on the Good Burger soundtrack.
Did he?
They have AI.
They do have AI.
They may not even have to worry about
AI
it.
But then you still have to pay them, I think, because of the SAG strike, right? Did they win that in the SAG strike?
I think they're going to benefit them, yeah. I don't think they'd work without it.
Or does the SAG strike even cover musicians? Oh my gosh.
I think it does.
Now we're
going to
have another
it?
Strike. All the musicians are going to strike.
I don't know.
Until they get their. AI is creepy, guys.
Super creepy. It's scary. It's going to mess some stuff up. That's
because
for sure.
Every time you use AI,
it gets smarter.
You're making it smarter.
Yep.
And so if millions of people are using AI every single day.
It's the complete opposite of Melissa. I burned her.
I'm not.
Why are you fist bumping her?
Why are you fist bumping me?
I thought she was going to laugh at it when she did.
No.
Yeah. And then we have to go, Melissa, why was that funny? No, but seriously,
if it was a Team Austin day, I would have said Austin. I just wanted it on the record. If it was a Team Melissa day, I would have said
it was a great joke. He couldn't let it go.
I'm sorry.
The reason I brought up the whole time travel thing, and this is no joke, and this might be TMI, but I don't care. That's what we do on this podcast. It's the show after the show, people. Okay.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Thank you. I was in the bathroom earlier, and I walked to the bathroom, and I was just going number one.
I'm glad to hear that.
At the urinal. But I was like, is there? It was eerily quiet in the bathroom, and I was like, is there someone in the stall right now? So when I finished, before I went to go wash my hands, I peeked, I just peeked over, and I saw that the stall door was shut. So I was like, oh, there is someone in there. And I was thinking, like how quiet it got. It was weird how quiet it got. But then I started thinking, when I'm in the stall and someone else comes into the bathroom, I stay quiet as all get out.
Yeah.
I do that same thing. So then as I'm washing my hands, like, I get the soap and I'm washing my hands, and I realize, oh, he's probably waiting for me to get out for him to finish, because that's what I do when I'm in the bathroom.
I've done that too, yeah.
So I sped up. And then I started thinking, wait a minute, what if that's me from the past? And I walked into some sort of time portal, and I'm me from the future going to my bathroom. And meanwhile, it's me in the stall waiting for me to finish.
I think
because
that's I've a Keanu
been in
Reeves
that exact
movie.
Moment at the same time. And Keanu Reeves should play me in this movie.
Because as soon as you walk out, you in the stall comes out, and you don't end up crossing each other's path.
I never cross path, and I'll never know. Exactly. What if that was me, like either future me or past me in the bathroom?
And now you're never going to find out.
I will never know.
You'll never know.
And that's why I was like, oh, this is bugging me out. This is crying. Like, I was all.
What happens if your other self is in there right now?
Yeah.
Still pooping?
Yeah.
Like the movie.
Yeah.
What the movie? Replacements.
Look at them,
folks.